I love Epiphany. Actually, Epiphany was last Thursday, but this is the closest Sunday, so we're celebrating today. Some people celebrate this Sunday as the baptism of Jesus, but we just birthed him 2 weeks ago, and we're Baptists, and we don't do baby baptisms, so I'm going with Epiphany this morning. The Epiphany story is really not a long story in the scripture. I just read the whole story to you. And really, many people have taken this little story and they've stretched it a lot. But there's so much that we don't know. We don't know how old Jesus was when the wise men reached him. We don't know how many wise men there were. We don't know a lot about these men at all. But we have this beautiful little story in Matthew. Last Sunday after church, we went to lunch with Haley and Logan and the boys, and the boys had not been at church, and so Blaine asked me as we were sitting at lunch, he said, "Grammy, did the guys get there yet?" And I looked at him and said, "What guys, Blaine?" He said, "You know, the guys at church, did they get to the front yet?" I loved that. I looked at him kind of puzzled, and I said, "Well, they're not quite there, but they're really, really close." I love that our kids are wanting to know and are getting in to the fact that we move the wise men here very slowly. I've been hearing so much about New Year's resolutions and what people are doing or what they're already failing at doing. We've been doing so much around here this last week, packing up 2016 stuff, starting out 2017 stuff, closing out the finances for 2016, getting the new books ready. And I know most of you are doing the same things at your offices or at your homes. There's a lot to think about. And this time of year is so busy. We think it's going to slow down after Christmas, that Christmas can be over and then it's going to slow down. But it just keeps going. It's so busy that I avoid New Year's resolutions like the plague. I avoid them. There have been times when I've made resolutions and I've kept them, and there have been times when I haven't kept them. But these days, I just don't even think about them. I don't know if that's because I know that I won't stick to them or that I just don't care, but I just avoid them. So I was listening to the radio on the way to work this week, and they were talking about the percentages of successes and failures. And I just kept thinking to myself, why? Why do people put themselves through this? And I know there's something about starting over new that is good, but, you know, I know every day of the year that I want to lose weight and I want to exercise more and I want to rest better, but I want to see my grandbabies as often as I can. But what kind of a resolution would really mean something to me? And then I started working on this sermon and I thought, you know what would be meaningful to me? Would be if I tried to be more like the wise men. Does that sound a little weird? Trying to be more like the wise men. We don't really think of the wise men as being something that we follow. We think of them as oftentimes as being kings or magi. Not someone that we should try to be like or dream to be like. The scripture calls them wise men. I'm going to go with wise people. Thanks, Jim. Wise people. Here's my reasoning for trying to be more like wise people. The wise people headed out on a journey, not really certain what they were getting themselves into, not really knowing exactly where they were headed or what they would find when they got there, but they knew that the journey was important. They knew this journey to follow this light was something they needed to do. They knew that if they got to the point of the light, there would be someone there that they needed to honor and adore. They knew the journey was important. When do I ever set out on a journey of importance? I need to be more willing to put myself out there. I need to be more willing to head out, especially when I get feelings that I need to listen to. How often do I say to myself, I really need to go see so-and-so. Or I really need to make a call, or I need to write a note to so-and-so. And I get busy doing my stuff at my desk or trying to get here or there, and I say, well, tomorrow I'm going to do that. And you know what? Tomorrow's just as busy. And I don't go, or I don't call, and I don't write. I'm impressed that these wise people got up and traveled a great distance. And why? To pay homage. It's pretty impressive, isn't it? Then they arrive in Jerusalem and they don't find what they're looking for. Where is this child? Herod calls them in to get the scoop, and they tell him what they know, which is more than Herod knows. And part of that is because they've taken the time to really study and know. They know what the Old Testament has told them. Herb read it for us this morning. They took the time to know that. They studied. Now, for me, that's probably the easiest part of being more like a wise person. I love to learn, so reading is easy. But setting aside time for constant study and prayer is difficult. Seems to be a theme here, doesn't there? Time. It's hard to find time. We get busy and we don't make reading the scripture and studying the scripture a priority. But my friends, this is important. It's why we have Sunday school from 9:45 to 10:45. Because we need to set aside time to learn and to study and to share ideas about the scripture. The wise people were exactly that, wise people, because they concentrated on learning and knowing and trying to understand. Another thing I learned from the wise people is that the world threw up roadblocks for the wise people. They didn't let them stop. They went to Jerusalem. The star had led them that far, but they didn't find what they were searching for. They didn't get up and turn around and go home. They sought answers. And then they kept going. I'm afraid it's pretty easy to say, okay, God, I tried. Didn't work out. Maybe next time. Sometimes we just need to push on a little bit further. We need to seek further direction. We need to keep watching. We need to find where we go from here. Having the faith to keep our eyes on the goal, knowing that it's not necessarily going to be the easiest journey of all. Where do we go? And can we be determined to give it our all? That's being a wise person. The wise people also went carrying their gifts with them, ready to present them to Jesus. Not getting there and thinking, okay, what are we going to give this baby? They shouldn't expect much, so let's just give them a little bit. Or let's ride our camel down to the Walgreens and pick up something for this baby. No, the wise people took the very best that they had, and they carried it the whole journey with them for the very purpose of giving it to the King of all kings. This baby boy, whose parents couldn't even find a room to sleep in, they saw beyond all that the world had anticipated, all that they had probably anticipated, and they saw that Jesus came just as he should have come. And they brought their gifts, and they gave them willingly and humbly. Gifts that were fit only for a king. The wise people recognized the greatness when they found it. They didn't ask a lot of questions. They didn't ask to see ID. They knew. How often are we in the very presence of God and we don't recognize it? A couple of weeks ago, I gave a challenge out to you, and I said, send me a picture of the ways that you see God in your everyday life. And a few of you did exactly that. I want to show you those pictures, and I didn't think about the choir. If you want to go down and see these, you're welcome to go sit down there. I'm sorry, I should have moved you earlier. So I'm going to show you the few pictures that were sent to me of where people saw God. How often is God right in front of us, and we don't stop long enough to know or notice? I want to be a wiser person, keeping my mind and my heart open. And lastly, the wise people didn't go back to Herod the way they were instructed to do. They went back another way, knowing that Jesus would be in danger if they told Herod what they had found. The wise people were changed when they saw Jesus, and they went away a different way. And I'm guessing different people, seeing life differently. How hard is it to go against what the worldly powers tell you you need to do? Just look around. This world makes us feel like we have so many things we need to be doing. And those ways weren't right for the wise people. I have another challenge for you today. Can you think for just a brief moment? How can you be more wise people in this new year? Not in your health or your finances or in your everyday life, but how can you be a wiser person in your spiritual life? Are you ready to try and seek God in new and amazing ways? I had cards handed out and pens if you needed them. Hopefully you picked one of those up. And if not, you can write on anything. But I challenge you to think about how you're going to face this new year and what you might do differently to open yourself up to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. What you might do to complete your journey to God. It's a journey that takes every day of our lives. But what will you do today to keep you moving towards that journey? Have you seen the child in the manger? And has that child changed you? May you be willing to step out on a new journey of seeking God in 2017. So I challenge you to write on that paper and stick it somewhere that you'll see it on a regular basis. and remind yourself to continue on the journey of seeking God every day. Amen and amen.